USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
1 week and counting. The federal government could default on our debt for the first time in American history come next Friday. Lawmakers have drawn lines in the sand. Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
They want to tax, borrow, and spend historic sums of money without our input. They'll have to raise the debt limit without our help.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
How heartless can you be? You voted to spend these monies because of COVID. It's a valid reason. And now you don't want to pay for it.
America's debt is currently well over $28 trillion. New research conducted at White Sands National Park in New Mexico has uncovered the oldest known human footprints in North America. White Sands officials said the discovery reveals evidence of human occupation in the Tularosa Basin beginning at least 23,000 years ago. That's thousands of years earlier than previously thought. We are USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
The vice president is getting praise from outside the United States. Wendy King reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, becoming the highest-ranking U.S. official of Indian heritage to welcome the prime minister. Modi hailed the election of Harris as an important and historic event, describing her as the source of inspiration for so many people across the world. He praised the United States for taking very important initiatives on COVID-19 and climate change. Harris responded by hailing India's commitment to democracy as she declared that democracies around the world are under threat, and the United States and its allies must work to defend them. Harris also noted that India was a vital source of vaccines for other countries at the start of the pandemic, while the United States in turn provided support to India as it experienced a surge in cases. Earlier, she met with Ghana's president and promised the U.S. will send an additional 1.3 doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to the country.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the Biden administration's self-induced crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border worsens, the president's mandate that all adult Americans get vaccinated from COVID-19 may be running into legal trouble. Mandating Americans to get vaccinated and allowing illegal immigrants to freely enter the country without the vaccine makes no scientific sense and appears to be discrimination by the president. Arizona Attorney General Mike Brnovich on Fox News.
There is nothing legally the Biden administration can answer to that question, but we know that the Biden administration is systematically not following our immigration laws. That's why we have multiple lawsuits against them, including the fact that they failed to follow black letter law that says they must deport or they shall deport people with deportation orders. But the bottom line is the president of the United States, no person, has the ability to unilaterally require American citizens to have vaccines. But at the same time, it shows the hypocrisy of the Biden administration that if you're in this country illegally, you get the choice. I mean, the toughest choices right now facing people that have illegally crossed our border is whether they want, you know, two twin beds or a king bed in the hotel they're being put up by American taxpayers.
A woman has been arrested on suspicion of starting a Northern California wildfire that spread rapidly, burning homes and prompting evacuation orders Thursday in Shasta County. That's where the Fawn Fire was sparked Wednesday afternoon. Workers at a nearby quarry reported seeing a woman acting strangely and trespassing, as reported by the California Department of Forestry. Later Wednesday, Palo Alto resident 30-year-old Alexandra Silverneva walked out of the brush and was arrested and booked in the Shasta County Jail. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.